USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two breaking stories, both of them out of New York. First, Republican Congressman Chris Collins is facing insider trading charges. Collins, who's represented New York's 27th congressional district since 2013, is being charged with securities fraud and related criminal counts, and he surrendered to federal agents in New York City today. The indictment also charges his son Cameron Collins, as well as the father of his fiancée, Stephen Zarsky. Earlier this year, a House ethics investigation found Collins may have violated insider trading laws. The other story concerning shots fired at a hospital north of New York City. Reports are shots were fired on the fourth floor of the Westchester Medical Center in Valhalla in what may have been a case of murder-suicide. Police remain at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Chicago's top cop is promising more officers will be put on the streets of Chicago after 74 people were shot last weekend, over a dozen of them killed.
CPD will have an additional 430 officers deployed this week and 600 additional officers on the weekends.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says those extra officers will hit the districts on the city's west and south sides, some beat officers having their hours extended. Other tactical unit officers will have their days off canceled. Votes are still being counted in some big primary and special election races yesterday, but Republicans are claiming victory in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where Troy Balderson leads Democrat Danny O'Connor by about 1,000 votes officially. The race isn't over yet. The special voting to fill the seat being vacated early by Republican Congressman Pat Tiberi. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's former business partner Rick Gates is back on the stand today, testifying against Manafort, who's accused of bank fraud and money laundering. Under cross-examination yesterday, Gates admitted that he stole money from Manafort, in part to fund an extramarital affair, using the money to pay for an apartment in London and flying first class. The defense attorney for President Trump's former campaign chairman asking if Gates spent as much as $3 million on the affair, and Gates said he didn't think it was that much, but admitted he took money from Manafort without permission. The attorney pressing Gates on repeatedly taking advantage of Manafort when it came to money and the lies that he told about it. A cable TV giant is the new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, nor whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for today, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 p.m., and some storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 10 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Thursday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. and then partly sunny with a high near 89. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 63. Friday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 88. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low of 67, and a chance of precipitation is 30%. Showers and thunderstorms likely after 9 a.m. on Saturday, temperature 85, and Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 84. It is currently 86.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am it just amazes me. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. It amazes me. You know, anyway, Ruth Altamura Roll, I am your host for Counselor's Chat. Didn't mean to just start off like that. Anyway, I've got my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I am technically challenged. So for whatever reason, I follow the instructions, and I don't know why funky windows come up. And so then it leads me to some place I don't know where I'm going. So as for this moment, I am not videotaping. I'm hoping that I am coming across at least via the radio. Anyway, so today my topic is about inner child. Now, so often we see on shows and movies and all of those media, other kinds of media things, that they make fun of that inner child. And I think part of it is they don't really know what that means. It does seem like a funny thing. And when you don't know something, then chances are you might make fun of it. Some of the work that goes around inner child work can be also something where people make fun of. It is a real aspect of who we are. The inner child is that part of us that is playful and curious and fully alive and resourceful and inquisitive, fun-loving, energetic, spiritual, energized. I think I said energetic, energized. But it's that part of us that has fun and is playful. We all have that aspect of ourselves. And we are born with all of that aspect, that our true self. You know, when we're born, we are exactly who we are. But part of what happens when we grow up in alcoholic families, families with drug addiction, other kinds of addictions, eating disorders, shopping addictions, workaholism, broken families, single parent families, where you have maybe a parent that is imprisoned, a parent that has a physical ailment, a parent who has a type of their own, maybe bipolar parent, a parent with a personality disorder, a parent that may be in the military, so is deployed. Even a parent who works like the third shift, you know, the midnight to 8 in the morning, and then comes home and sleeps. It doesn't necessarily mean that your parents are doing things wrong. They are doing what they can do to make their family work. Now, sometimes when we do have parents that have emotional issues or addiction issues, we might look back on that and say, oh, well, they could have done something different. Well, they could have, but they didn't, for whatever reason. And the bottom line is that when we grow up in these families, we become wounded. Now, what do I mean by that? It means the things that we needed, we didn't get. We were abandoned somehow. We were rejected. We were made fun of. We were belittled. We were put down. We were shamed. We felt like we were in the way, we were annoying, we were told we were not very creative, we were told to be quiet, all of those things. Now, does that mean that it's okay that our parents or parents today should let their children run around like crazy? No, that doesn't mean that. It is important to have some restrictions, some boundaries, and some discipline on the lives of your children so that they can grow up and become fully participating members of society. And I'm going to tell you, parents, you are not going to do a perfect job because you are not perfect people, because you have your own wounds and you're doing the best you can. Hopefully you're doing the best you can. So part of what happens when people come into my office and they're struggling with codependency, that usually is an issue where, or an indication for me, that they're also dealing with a wounded inner child. In addition to that, if they come into my office and they have an addiction problem. Chances are they have been traumatized somewhere along the line, and they are and have a wounded inner child. So what does that mean exactly? It's not like, you know, I say this to clients, it's not like you have a split personality. It's just that we've taken a part of ourselves, that spontaneous, creative, free spirit part of ourselves, and we've tucked it somewhere deep inside. We never kill it. It just goes into hiding. Especially because when we were children, it may not have been safe for that part of us to be out. So, why are you playing that on the piano? That's not what the piano teacher gave you to play. You have to play what was given to you. Oh, don't be creative on the piano. Okay. Why did you put the picture this? Why did you put the color over here? How come you colored out of the lines? You should color in the lines. Oh, I can't be creative. I have to do what I'm told to do, color in the lines. Don't cry. I'll give you something to cry about. Oh, I can't cry. I have to tuck that away. Don't you get angry with me, Missy. Don't you get angry with me, Mister. Oh, it's not okay to be angry. I have to tuck it away. What are you laughing at? This isn't funny. You're supposed to be serious right now. There's nothing to laugh at. Oh, okay. I have to take my joy and tuck it away. What are you doing over there? Get out of there. You're getting your clothes all dirty. Look at how dirty you are. Shame on you for getting your clothes. You know how long it took me to wash those clothes? Oh, okay, I can't be curious and go play over there and investigate. Okay, I have to tuck that away. Okay, are you following what I'm saying? Okay, so part of what happens is that that aspect of who we are gets tucked away. Doesn't die, it gets tucked away and tucked away deeper and deeper and deeper. It goes into hiding because it's too painful to come out. So here I am now, an adult with a wounded inner child, because that aspect of myself, like I said, it doesn't go away. We call it a child. It's not an infant. It's not, you know, it's not a... But I will say, sometimes people can be pretty childish. You're having a temper tantrum, just like a five-year-old. That's probably because your inner child has not been getting what it needed, and it's the only way it can get what it needs. Okay? So, part of what happens is it does. It comes out sideways. It rules or dictates the adult's life. Therefore, it affects job performance. It affects relationships. It struggles with intimacy. It looks like codependency. It looks like addiction. It's the I want what I want when I want it. It's the it's not fair. You're not playing with me the way I want you to play. It says I don't know how to have an argument. So I'm going to either punch a wall or I'm going to get quiet and I'm going to go sit in the corner by myself and I'm not going to talk. So I'm giving you the cold shoulder rather than having an adult conversation. So that's part of what happens. Okay? That gives you an idea. And the wounded inner child does things like sneaks. Nobody's looking. I'm gonna get a couple extra cookies. That's not an adult behavior. That's a child behavior. And that's a wounded child behavior. I'm afraid I'm going to get found out. Okay? So, the inner child can do all kinds of things. It can sabotage your career. It can sabotage your relationships. It definitely sabotages your self-esteem, as a matter of fact. You may be a narcissist or a manipulator. Or, like I said, you may even be an addict of some sort. The inner child is craving something. It's craving attention. The inner child's been abandoned. And the adult side of who, I'm going to use me, and I say the adult side of who I am, doesn't even recognize I have an inner child, and I continue to abandon myself. That's what I learned. That's what I learned. And what I have to do to protect myself. So there are things that we can do to work on healing the wounds of that inner child and allow that aspect of who you are to come out in a safe and loving and trusting way. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back to talk a little bit more about the inner child and some things that we can do. I do hope that I have at least listeners. I can't figure out what I did with this technology. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments.
This is Toni Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I am also a licensed professional counselor, and I am small practice in Flemington, nationally certified. I've got my master's in counseling, and I don't know if I've got this working right or not. It looks like I've got it on, and then nothing's, I don't have anything going on here. There we go. Okay, so as I tend to say, I am a little technically challenged. I'm sorry I didn't get this up, the video up and running until just now. However, I am talking about inner child and healing the inner child and who is your inner child. So I will just briefly go over that again for those of you that may not have heard that. So our inner child is an aspect that we all have. If we grow up in alcoholic families, dysfunctional families, workaholic families, sometimes military families, families that have single parents, mental illness, physical illness, some kind of dysfunction, what ends up happening is you don't get all your needs met. It's human nature. We're just not going to. We've been abandoned, criticized, overprotected, underprotected, bullied. There's so many things that can go on that will affect that child. So when we are children, when this is going on, when we're told not to be angry, what are you crying about? Quit fooling around. All of those, color in the lines, just don't be creative. Basically, don't cry, don't laugh. Don't be angry. All of those things, we take that aspect, those emotions, that creative self, and we tuck it away somewhere. Our inner child is that part of us that is loving and creative and full of life and energized and curious and spontaneous and just excited about life. That's the inner child. Oh, passion, that's the inner child. And when we grew up in family dysfunction, which most of us do, because our parents grew up in dysfunction and because they have whatever life situation is going on, they cannot be perfect parents. Part of what happens is that that aspect of us gets squelched. Doesn't die. It gets squelched, squashed, and tucked away. And as a consequence, we have... From that, we are codependent. We tend to be addictive ourselves because it can be traumatic. We have relationship problems. We struggle with career problems, with intimacy issues. There's a lot of fallout, I will say. And even if we have children, it affects our own ability to be good parents. So it's the real me. Now, I had a client the other day who's working, grew up in an alcoholic home, working on some issues and said, I think I was brainwashed as a kid. And I think that's sort of a good way of stating it. So I was told that I am a particular kind of person. So I've told that I'm a failure, or I'm shame-based, or I'm told those things. So part of what happens is I act that way. I should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, I'm going to act shame-based. That means there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me.
The concept of inner child, and I know I've mentioned it some time back, in the story, The Christmas Carol with Scrooge, when Scrooge meets the first ghost of Christmas past and goes back and looks at his childhood, looks at that lonely little boy abandoned in that school, and everyone else gets to go home for Christmas, and his father can't stand him. Wow. And look what happened to Scrooge as a consequence to those early childhood experiences. His inner child went into hiding. But what happens as the story progresses? His inner child wakes up. That is exactly what the story is about. Yes, is it spiritually motivated? Absolutely. But that's part of what happens when we start working on healing the inner child. So the inner child, when it is deflated and defeated and in hiding, often has common, like I said, you know, self-sabotage. We abandon ourselves, I said earlier. We have self-defeating, self-harming behaviors. We can be passive-aggressive and even violent. It doesn't work. Sometimes the inner child just makes our life flat because it's just in such hiding. And even listening to music, we could just not even get into it. So one of the things that happens in therapy is helping that inner child reveal itself so that you can begin to be the person you were born to be, creative and fun and passionate and exciting and ability to connect with other people, spiritual. The first task is recognizing that your inner child is wounded. Well, how do we do that? Well, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, my relationships are a mess, I don't know what I want to do, my life feels flat, I have no passion, I've got to do it. So I've already shared some of that. So it is then saying, well, what happened? What happened to me that got me to this place? I'm gonna go ask the ghost of Christmas past. What happened? How did this happen to me that my life became so flat and depressed? What trauma happened that I had to go into hiding because it wasn't safe for me to come out? That is one of the things that I do as a therapist. I help people look at the messages they received and look at the experiences that they had and the messages that they got from that and how that has affected their adult life. Messages about life. Life is not safe. People are not safe. It's not okay to be silly. It's not okay to be funny. What were the messages that you received about you? I'm stupid. I can't do anything right. Everything is my fault. If I'm not in charge, nobody is in charge. That's a good codependent one. So if I've got a drunk parent, I've got to be in charge. I might be 10, but I got to be in charge. So I can't trust adults because I have to be in charge because the adults in my life as a kid are not available to me. I need to look at what caused the emotional pain when I was a child, whether it was something done to me by other peers, teachers, or my family, my siblings. Oftentimes, like I said, it's not intentionally inflicted. It's what we had. And so it's looking at it, exploring it. And sadly, for most of us, because I've had wounded inner child, it's having to feel that pain all over again. Now, for many people who are adult children of alcoholics or dysfunction or have grown up in that, it is very difficult to feel that pain. But it is necessary. I think as a therapist, part of my job is to be with people as they feel their pain. Sometimes they say, I can't remember. So we may do imagery work. I want you to think back on your childhood. I want you to write about your childhood. I want you to write with your non-dominant hand memories of your childhood so it looks like script. I ask people to draw pictures. I want you to draw the layout of your house when you were a kid. Bring it in. Let's talk about it. What happened here? What happened there? Tell me about that house that you grew up in. Where was your dad? Where was your mom? What was going on? Oh, my dad was drunk on the sofa. My mom was working the night shift. The dog was locked in the basement, chained and locked in the basement. The curtains were always drawn. The yard was overgrown. Wow. I grew up in that? Yeah. Now think about what that feels like. What did that feel like? Then, part of the process of healing an inner child is to be compassionate for yourself. That poor kid. Now, one of the things that I did in my own process is I actually gave my inner child a name. My inner child's name is Mary Bell. Don't ask me where it came from. I really don't know. But that is my inner child's name. And so I would think about the things that happened to her. That little girl. Coming home, being so lonely, and feeling like her only friend was her dog. She'd sit on me. I would sit on the flat roof of the dog house with my dog, and I'd hold my dog, and I'd cry, and I'd say, I wish I were you because I love you so much. This way somebody would love me that much. That's really sad. And I came home from school one day, and my dog was tied to the front to a tree with a big for sale sign. Oh my God, talk about trauma. Okay? It was horrific. Now, I can talk about that story without feeling pain because I used to feel a lot of pain and a lot of anger, but I've done so much work on my own inner child because I have said to that little girl, oh my gosh, you poor thing, you went through that. Now, this is not self-pity. It's really important to recognize that. It's not, oh, poor me. It's like that poor little girl that had to go through that. How sad that is. If I saw another child going through something like that, crying and screaming and hugging her dog with a big for sale sign on, I would have such empathy for that child. So it's looking at the situations that you've had in your life and building compassion and empathy for that child that went through that pain. It's also learning how to love that child. So that means you need to start looking at the words you use. You're stupid. Oh, God, I'm so dumb. I'm so fat. I'm ugly. I just can't do anything. What an idiot I am. I make the dumbest choices. I never get anything right. What I'm doing is I am reaffirming the negative talk. I am reshaming. I am reabandoning. I am rewounding that part of me that's in hiding, that inner child. That part of me that is in such pain. And I keep beating that part up. So I've got this wounded child, this aspect of who I am, this excited, curious, fun-loving, playful, joyful part of me all stuffed in a little box, and I'm beating it up even more. I'm telling it, you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve joy. You don't deserve praise. You don't deserve positive things. You don't deserve success. That's what you heard growing up. That's the language you learned, and you continue to do that to yourself. So loving your inner child. I need the adult me. It's about reparenting, actually. The adult me has to be loving, gentle, kind, nurturing, and I have to stop that negativity. If I make a mistake, I don't say, oh my God, really? How stupid can you be, Ruth? It's like, you know what? Okay, so you made a mistake. It's okay. What would a healthy parent say to a child, a healthy parent in a healthy situation, say to a child when they make a mistake? Honey, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay you spilled your milk. We'll clean it up. I'll get you another. Just be careful. The glass is broken. I want you to just stand where you are. That's okay. We're going to get another glass of milk. We're going to clean it up, and everything is just okay. So the only thing I'm going to ask is work at being a little more careful. That's all. Just be a little careful. But this is not a big deal. Okay? So when I make a mistake, I don't beat myself up. I went from that little girl who was afraid to put her artwork out because it was so criticized to now, if you come into my house, my artwork is on the walls. It's okay if I make. I don't have to paint like Michelangelo. I paint like me. And I like what I paint. And even if there's some things about it I'm not crazy about, it's okay. So it's that changing that self-talk. And communicating with that inner child. Saying, you know what, it's okay. I'm going to take care of you. You were abandoned. I am not going to abandon you. I'm going to practice. Here it comes, people, my limits and my boundaries. I'm going to make sure that you are safe. I'm going to take care of Mary Bell. I'm going to take care of her. I'm the adult, and I'm going to take care of that child aspect of myself. That means sometimes I'm going to let her come out and be playful and be silly and be frivolous and have a good time. Oh my gosh. You may even want to take out some toys and some games and play with them. This is when you think, oh my gosh, stupid counselors with their friggin' teddy bears. That's really what that's about. It's about, you know what? I'm gonna play. I'm gonna be playful. Part of the process when I did that, I had gotten, I don't even remember what you call it, beads in my hair, and you know, my mother's like, "Oh, what are you doing? It's like you're having a childhood all over again." I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna do some silly things. I'm gonna be free. I'm gonna be me." Really important. I really can't be anybody else. And when I take that inner child and I squash it with my own words and actions, I'm doing to me what was done to me. I'm being my own worst enemy. I need to let that go. So I'm going to take a few more commercial breaks. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I'm glad that I finally got us up and running on the screen here, and I will be back after these few brief remarks from our sponsors.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking to you about inner child. What is the inner child, and how do we heal a wounded inner child? Now, one of the things that I want to show you, I'm hoping you can see this on my, this is the picture that I posted on my Facebook pages when I was promoting my show this morning. As you can see, there's these very sad adults. Their relationship is broken because the adults, the caged adults, are back to back. But the cage has two inner children that are really wanting to come out and play. And I think that that's such a powerful, powerful image of what inner child work looks like and what a wounded inner child is like. So that a healthy adult is not sad and distressed to this extent. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's cure-all. There are times that I get depressed and there's times that I feel anxious. I mean, that's human nature. But it's not my overall countenance any longer. I was very negative in my life. I was suicidal in my life. And I needed to learn about my inner child. I personally have had years of therapy. I'm a therapist. I do this for a living. So my master's is in counseling. I spent years in Al-Anon, which is the non-addicted person's 12-step group. I spent years in adult children of alcoholics or ACA meetings. And all of these things are the things that help me heal, help my wounded child come out. I drew pictures. I did meditations. I went for walks. I cried. I sobbed. I felt the pain. I journaled, I wrote, I had conversations, okay, sort of empty chair conversations, did all of this work, and ultimately it has paid off. Again, it's interesting, my inner child is alive and well, and sometimes things still happen and things get triggered, and I have to recognize, you know what, I'm feeling really abandoned right now. But I know what I'm doing. I know how to handle it. I know that I need to ask for help, when to ask for help. I know that it's important to be compassionate to myself. So it used to be, oh my gosh, I was so physically put down growing up that gaining weight was an awful. It was awful. So if I gained, I'd hit myself, I would be so angry with myself. You know what? Now it just doesn't matter. The thing that matters most is being healthy. Being healthy. You know, being a particular weight, that number, you know, it's interesting. My mom's still so focused on her weight. And you know what? You don't have to be. It's just about being healthy. Reparenting. That's what I needed to do. I needed to take the messages that I got from my parents and give myself new messages. It's really important. And that is the process of working with your inner child. So it's really important to do this work, especially if you're noticing that you have. Okay, and I go to this just for reference sake. Low self-esteem, poor body image, moods and emotional imbalances, problems with boundaries, too weak, too rigid, eating disorders, harming yourself, psychosexual difficulties, a false self, a wearing masks, I'm wanting to be who you think I should be, okay, I can't be my true self, identity problems, being a rebel, a hoarder, a bully, a victim, a superachiever, intimacy problems, commitment problems, lack of trust in others, this is a pretty big list, right? Being fiercely competitive, being a poor loser, having addictions, lacking genuine friends, being obsessive and have needy behavior, being clingy and jealous, being afraid of authority figures, being manipulative, being passive, being aggressive. It's exhausting. Because none of these things are about being genuine. And when we work on that wounded inner child and we learn how to protect that child and let that child come out in a safe way, because you see, I don't necessarily need to trust other people as much as I need to trust myself. I need to trust that inner voice that says, this is not a safe relationship. This is not a safe place. You're not really getting your needs met. Someone's crossed your boundaries or you've pushed your own limits. It's okay to stretch a little bit and take that risk and put your artwork out there. I have a cousin, and I have to tell you, she's been doing artwork lately. I never realized that she was such a good artist. She's doing watercolors. God bless her. She's a little step ahead of me. She's putting it out. Well, I'm going to say she is and she isn't. She's putting it out on Facebook. Oh my gosh. I am so proud of her for doing that. Let me see. And my one Facebook page. Let me see if it comes up. And this is my own inner child work. This is important for me. Okay. There it is. So, let's see if that picture will come up. Okay. There it is. That's my artwork. I'm putting it out there in the public. I would keep my artwork in a closet. That's a sign of wounded inner child. People come in, it's in my kitchen, people come in, oh my gosh, look at that painting, I love it. I love it. I've learned to love my artwork. I play the piano, I've learned to love pieces that I have written. So the very fact that I do something like counselor's chat, that I come out and I talk about counseling and that I talk about mental health and that I'm willing to get out there and promote and, you know, work with and use humor when I need humor and because I have humor. I think those things are all part of inner child work. They're all part of inner child work. And if you have any of these issues, please seek out some counseling. Go to a therapist that knows about inner child work, codependency, that is aware of adult children of alcoholics issues. It's really important because you do not need to be bound and chained and wounded from your past, from your childhood experiences. If you grew up in an alcoholic home, it was not your fault. If you had a parent that was a narcissist, it's not your fault. If you had a parent that was imprisoned, that was unavailable, that was in the military, that was a workaholic, a shopaholic, none of it's your fault. You needed to go into hiding to take care of yourself. If you were bullied, you needed to go into hiding to take care of yourself. Now it's time to reach out and get help. So with that being said, I'm going to give you a little information. If you're interested in what I do, you can follow me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselorrole.net. You can call me at 908-581-2277. 908-581-2277. You can make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list if you'd like to do that. You can make a suggestion or comment about the show. You can follow me on Facebook on Counselor's Chat. I would love to hear from you. If you have a comment, please like the page. I'm glad I was finally able to get up and do this thing here. Also, just next week, I am having two guests. It is from the I'm not going to pronounce it, and I apologize. Kenyon and Associates, Changing Lives One Life at a Time. It's a multi-ethnic, family-valued counseling. Okay, so there's their, it's the front of their brochure. I'm going to have two guests. I'm excited about it. Please tune in. Let's hope I get all of the camera things going right. And I think we're at the end of our show. I'm really glad I was able to, you know, sometimes it just goes right, you know, all the technology, and sometimes, I don't know. Anyway, I'm always open for learning. I will be back next week with my guests, and I want to wish you all good mental health. And let that inner child come out and have a good time. Have a great week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.